Message to you right now. And my scripture reading is Genesis 12, 1 through 7. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name a great name. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan. Abraham passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for times in our life that are difficult to understand, sometimes difficult to accept. But Heavenly Father, we know that your purpose, if we are your children, that things work according to your plan and your will. And Heavenly Father, bless this message, the words that are spoken, and let everything be done to your praise and glory. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. The title of my message to you today is Altars to God. And my text is Genesis 12 and 7. So let's reread that as part of my scripture reading. Genesis 12 and 7. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. And let's look at Genesis 13 and 4. Genesis 13 and 4. To the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And it's interesting, totally unplanned, but as it sometimes happens, if you will recall our Torah portion this morning, it had some things about altars to the Lord, how they should be constructed, what they should be made of, whether any tools should be used on them, or whether they should be just as God had made them, just as they naturally occur. And that's really interesting. Abraham, who became a friend of God, as well as the father of the faithful, was an altar builder. And when God would appear to him and bestow on him a blessing or a promise, a commission, he would build an altar. So you see, it has to do with God's will. and God's place and God's time, God's purpose. And Abraham responded in an act of obedience and in an, I'm sure, an act of a type of memorial of what had just occurred, God speaking with him, God letting him know the future, what was to come. And so, it's easy to see that Abraham wanted something to remember. Each and every occasion that God performed or did something notable. And so he, as a type of marker, built an altar to God. And no doubt that altar was built not only for the exact present occurrence, but was to be revisited, remembered. For Christians, an altar can be a place, an attitude, or a time when our thoughts and emotions are directed toward God. We read in John 9 and 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We don't have to be in some specific place before we can worship. For God is a spirit, and God is not limited to a specific place. Man is limited. But just like God, we can worship him at any time of any need, of any direction from him. Just any time that the thoughts of bringing praise and honor and glory to the one who loved us, who loves us now more dearly than we can even think or imagine. God truly cares for us. We need to build our own altars that will call us to the holy privilege of prayer. And as we do so, just like Abraham, we will find that these altars become special places to us and places that we want to revisit, because it's there that perhaps we feel a certain closeness to the Lord, closeness to God. Perhaps that at your altar, you first was convicted to come to the Lord. Different things to different people. We want to give God praise and honor him with our lips as we come to him. And as we spend time in deep heart searching and consideration of the blessings that God does bestow on us all too often, we will hopefully become more meaningfully dedicated in the things that we are of service to him with our time and our talents, our treasures, and our testimony to others, hopefully allowing God to work through us to help others and to help them hopefully come to their senses that there's something missing in their life that is like a void that needs to be filled. And only Yahweh and Yeshua can fill that particular void. Because Abraham was an altar builder, he found God's fellowship and friendship to be wonderful. His faith was strengthened so that he was able to believe when others could not come to that same degree of belief. In fact, continued to have disbelief. But Abraham had a closer walk with God. Abraham, from the most sincere part of him, became a literal friend of God. Great strength came to him through his worship. The inner man was kept strong. Remember how Abraham, with the faith that was developed, with his relationship to Yahweh, remember how he was called upon at one point in his life to make an ultimate sacrifice of his only begotten son, Isaac, who was so longed for many, many years. And the miracle is recalled of where at 100 years old, and Sarah being 90, believe it or not, it's true. Abraham at 100, Sarah at 90, a long loved for birth of a son who was to be his heir, happened. The birth of a child in such an advanced age. See what faith can do? And we're not saying that Sarah and Abraham just totally believed at the moment that it was brought to him that this was going to happen. It was absolutely no doubt. We're not saying that. We're saying that they was pretty much naturally in disbelief, just as we would be. That is 90 and 100 years old, most people and doctors would say it's impossible, illogical, not going to happen. But with faith, with being in such obedience to the Lord, it happened. Your altar to God is what we're speaking of first today. Abraham had his and many, several. They were memorials. They marked something, a closeness with the Lord. We need to have our altars to Yahweh. What about not building altars? You know, it's something very natural that when fear enters into your being, into your soul, it is usually at a period when we neglect to worship, when we find ourselves drifting in the wrong direction, going further away from our love for God rather than closer to Him. Do you know when fear of a sort came to Abraham? When he lost his faith for a period of time that God would provide in all situations and circumstances. No matter if the whole land was in famine and almost everyone was not getting proper food, Abraham like others, had a degree of lapse of faith. And it led him to go to Egypt, right? And in Egypt, how many altars did he build to God, to Yahweh? Not one. You can pretty well see from this that it was something missing there that had been present before. It pretty well indicates that something had happened that sort of points toward Abraham not being as close as he had been to Yahweh. And fear crept in. Fear of natural things. Fear of famine. Fear of dying. Fear of your family dying. Neglecting to go to an altar for needs, for closeness to God, is a mistake. We need our altars. We need to revisit our altars. We need to rebuild altars to God. When fear captures the heart and the emotions, it's indicative of the fact that either faith is absent or that it is faltered. Faith must increase so it can grow as it is developed and strengthened. And this growth can only occur as we give ourselves over to obedience to God and to worship to Him. Our soul, the very essence of who we are, that which will continue on when we as human beings cease to exist in our flesh and blood form. That part of us that lives will live forever as we are God's children. It will never die. Jesus spoke a parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Are you fainting this morning? Have you lost some of your faithfulness? Are you drifting away from God rather than closer to Him? The truth is that people will give up, and at the same time, cave in, be tempted, and not able to resist. If they don't have their altar to go to, and if they don't pray, each one of us must build an altar of a type as we go along our way in life, just as Abraham did. Christians strengthen their faith, increase their joy, maintain their spiritual vitality, and guarantee a continuing Christian witness. What are some of the types of altars that we speak of? And we know that many altars, by the time we get to different points in our life, these altars have already been built. perhaps ordained as places and times for worship. And the church is where we are to come together as God's family for public worship, and is divinely ordained with its altar. We need to know that we should stay close to God. Stay close to your church. Stay close to your altar. Love it sincerely and steadfastly. Remember that we are part of God's family. We are brothers and sisters as such to each other. And we are family with Yahweh, with Yahweh the Father God and Yeshua, the only begotten Son of God. We need to pray for and we need to participate in the work of our church as it carries on a crusade for Yeshua. Another way or type of altar where God would meet us is in the pages of His Word. God will meet, does meet, and will meet the deepest needs of our heart, just as He met those of Abraham. But we have to listen to His Word and to His voice. And His Word and His voice can come to us directly at any moment of the day through His written Word or through Him speaking to us in our minds and in our heart and letting us know the answers to our questions and the decisions that we need to make for our lives. The Bible is not just a history of what happened long ago. It's a revelation of what God has done, what He is doing now, and what He is going to do. And it's marvelous, and it's wonderful, and so much it is beyond our imaginations are able to think and receive. The wonders and the beauty is just beyond our human capability to accept and believe and visualize. Every home, and I would say every brother and sister of the Lord in His family, should have their altars to God. Important to God, it should be times and places that God has come to you in a special way. He touched your heart. He touched your mind. He answered your prayers. He helped you to make decisions. And perhaps that was your closet at home, a type of closet you entered into as you knelt in prayer to Him and sought His will and His way. We need to read God's Word to know Him better, to know His will. We need to know that there's no better way to know Him and to get close to Him, to know what He's like, than to read God's Word and specifically about Yeshua. What did Yeshua say? What did Yeshua do? What did Yeshua never do and never say? How did He react to circumstances that came to Him in His brief stay here on earth? 33 and a half approximate years of age. Pretty short time. We can pray. We can go to our altar of prayer as we do any task through the day. As we work, as we play, as we shave, as we put on our makeup, we can say a prayer. And that can be in a type of altar that we go to the Lord. God will meet with you and He will bless you as you build your altars and revisit them to grow closer to Him. If you would, stand with me and let's read the blessing of the Lord to us. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace.